Well, it's really exciting here in the Phoenix FM studio. Santa's sleigh has literally just touched down here at the Brentwood Centre. He will be with us in a couple of minutes.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man, he has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out.
Yes, indeed, Santa Claus has in fact come to town. Merry Christmas! Today we have the honour of sitting down with the one and only Father Christmas. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Santa.
I suppose you want the old ho-ho-ho, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Mrs. Claus, or Mrs. Klaus, as I call her, she likes to be given the correct pronunciation, if possible. She's always nagging me about going ho-ho-ho too much, so I've had to stop doing it, you know.
Oh, no, don't stop doing it.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Maybe just don't do it around Mrs. Claus.
Maybe not.
Okay. Well, it's great you could find the time to speak to us today. How did you manage that?
With difficulty.
I'm sure.
You know, we have to play around with time and space a lot.
Right.
With the reindeer, and of course we've got the problem of the reindeer being right outside this window with the sleigh, and of course you can't see them because they have to use a cloaking device.
Okay.
Couldn't have people wandering over and saying, oh, Father Christmas is in the studio, is he? Because the reindeer are outside, so we have to use a cloaking device. Very clever stuff.
I was hoping to take a picture later.
We can probably momentarily, you know, make them visible, but not for very long.
All right, lovely. Well, we'll try and get that up on the Phoenix FM website. So anyway, busy time of year for you all, every year. How have preparations been going at the North Pole?
Very, very busy indeed. Yeah. The elves have been slaving away around the clock in the toy workshop, making sure that all the presents on the list are ready for the big day. Yep. As I say, Mrs. Klaus, sorry, darling, has been supervising the kitchen. She's been nagging me this year because we go through this every year. You know, I put on a lot of weight over Christmas.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because of all the cookies and hot chocolate and stuff.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, it's been awful. She's been preparing. You know, the carrots, the reindeer love the carrots.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
been preparing for me every damn day carrot soup.
Okay.
And I can't tell you how fed up I am with it. But, of course, I'm slightly slimmer this year at the moment because of it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's low-calorie carrot soup, is it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see. Well, it sounds wonderful. Now, speaking of the big day, do you have any special surprises for children this year?
Well, we do. We have to move on. You know, we use technology as well. Very advanced technology, actually, with the sleigh and with the reindeer, and indeed with myself. And, of course, technology is changing in society as well. So we have some special interactive toys this year, which I'm sure the children will absolutely love.
Okay.
And we've added a few more eco-friendly, sort of green-type presents as well, sustainable gifts for the list.
Very sensible, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you've got the planet in mind as well then. Yeah.
Yes, of course. We've always had the planet in mind, much more so than the average human, I suppose, you know, because we can see exactly what's going on. You know, when we're flying around the world, we can see exactly what's going on.
Absolutely. And has there been any change at the North Pole? Is it getting warmer there?
It's probably getting a tad warmer there.
Right.
But to be honest, you know, we're so busy all the time that we don't notice this very much.
Okay.
But, of course, the planet does go through various phases of warming and cooling all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not entirely unexpected that perhaps we're going through a warming phase at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. It's interesting to get your perspective on global warming and all that. Now, you never seem to change. You've been doing this job for a long, long time now. What's the secret behind your ageless, timeless look?
How do I always manage to look 25 all the time?
That's right.
Well, I don't know what the secret is, really, Bob. It could be that carrot soup I was telling you about, but I don't think it is, to be honest. I think it's probably that wonderful, fresh northern air that we have at the North Pole. And, of course, you can see now, can't you, my rosy cheeks?
Oh, well, absolutely.
You know, that's probably a lot to do with it. It's also possibly something to do with the mulled wine that I tend to imbibe a lot of at this time of the year.
It helps you keep you warm, I expect.
Oh, yes, but also the old rosy cheeks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's amazing. Now, you've come through the years every Christmas since Christmas began, I think. So you're bound to have a deep and deep knowledge of Christmas. Would you mind if in a little while we did a little quiz and ask you a few questions to see how many you can get right?
Ooh, putting me on the spot,
Bob. Yeah, I'd like to
do that. I think we can accommodate that without too much hassle.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll do that in a little while. But meantime, a lot of songs have been written about you across the years. And are they all true? I mean, there's one called I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. Is that something that really happened?
I tell you what tends to happen. I've noticed today, actually.
Right.
I'm glad I'm not sitting on your side of the desk.
Right.
Because you've got some mistletoe hanging right over you.
Indeed.
And if I'd sat the other side of the desk, I'm not sure what would have happened, to be honest. So that's part of it. Yeah,
okay.
That has happened, I have to say.
Well, that was entirely due to the mistletoe, was it?
That's my story,
okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
Well, you stick to it, Santa. Well, here's another song that's been written about you, and it's quite an affectionate one.
Tonight. Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree.
Cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo, poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, he won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney
just for you this year.
She waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
Ella Fitzgerald with another story of Santa's adventures. Santa got stuck in my chimney. Well, Father Christmas, do you remember that one?
I met Ella, you know.
Oh, really?
Many, many years ago. I think she may have recorded that song after she'd met me, because I did tell her about one or two little stories.
Okay, so what happened when you got stuck in the chimney then?
Well, I've been stuck in the chimney a few times.
Okay.
However, this particular story is a wee bit different. So gather round, a merry tale of a mishap that happened one snowy Christmas Eve. Settle in and stay as snug as a bug in a rug, and I'll regale you with the story of how I lost my boots down a chimney.
Oh,
so
no.
We were different. Blustery night, the kind where even the snowflakes are kind of jiggling and dancing in the air. There I was on my sleigh making my rounds to deliver all the presents. And as I descended over a little cottage, I thought to myself, ah, this chimney looks just about wide enough for me. So, with a hearty chuckle and a belly full of mince pies, I began my descent. Now, you see, Santa, obviously, is very skilled at sliding down chimneys, but this particular one seemed to have its own mischievous plan. As I made my grand entrance, my boots got stuck halfway down the chimney. Now, you might think my pot belly would actually be in the way.
Well, yeah.
However, I've got a little trick. I can suck it in.
Okay, yep.
And that works pretty well. Mrs. Claus, obviously, is always nagging me about my bottom as well, which is also fairly sizable, but I seem to wiggle that around all right, and that seems to work out okay.
Right.
However, there I was, dangling upside down with my boots stubbornly lodged in the chimney, because you can't do anything with the boots, can you? Did you know that I've got these huge feet?
Okay, no,
were
I didn't.
Were you aware of that?
Oh, right.
Huge, huge.
Well, you're a big lad, so...
I am a big lad, yeah, and I need the big feet to go with
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
However, you can't... Like with the tummy, you can pull the tummy in, you can't do anything with the boots, you're stuffed. So there I was with my boots lodged in the chimney. Mrs. Claus always used to say, Santa, mind your belly.
Oh, dear.
But on this particular occasion, it wasn't my belly.
Okay.
It was my boots.
Okay.
Anyway, as luck would have it, I managed to wriggle out of my boots, and tumbled down into the fireplace, landing with a huge thud right in the midst of a pile of soot. So anyway, you know, I didn't let this get me down. A bit of a chuckle and a ho-ho-ho, dusted myself off and continued with my merry mission, leaving those boots behind like a present for the chimney sweep.
Oh.
But do you know what happened next?
No, what?
The next morning, the family woke up to find a pair of big black boots sticking out of their fireplace.
Oh.
They must have thought they'd have an extra special gift handed to them from Santa. Anyway, from that day on, I made sure to double-check the chimney size before attempting any daring descents.
Very sensible.
And those boots, well, they've become a bit of a legend in the town, a reminder that even Santa can have a bit of a clumsy adventure now and then. Remember, my friends, even in mishaps and unexpected moments, there's always a bit of magic and laughter to be found.
Absolutely. What an amazing story. Thank you very much, Santa. That's great. You must have had very cold feet that night after that.
Very cold feet.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be a bit of a joke?
Yes.
That's rather good. I'm just checking my sleigh and reindeer, make right. sure the old cloaking device is still working.
Well, I can't see them.
Everything's okay.
No. Okay, well, do you mind if we do that quiz now, then?
What, right now?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. Fire away.
Right, well, I've got 10 questions for you, so let's see how many out of 10 you can get, okay? These are all about Christmas, Santa, Christmas traditions, that kind of thing. So, number one, what country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Ah, well, that's an easy one, Bob.
Ah, right.
Germany.
Okay.
I know that one.
Okay, I think that was popularised in England by Prince Albert, wasn't it? The Queen Victoria.
I believe it was. It was a while ago.
Right, good, right. One out of one so far. Now, you should know this one. What decoration do elves traditionally have on their shoes?
Bells.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, you would know that one, wouldn't you?
Do they drive you mad? Do they drive me mad? Yeah, the bells or the elves or both?
The bells or the elves.
Well, they both drive... The elves drive me mad all the time and the bells make it worse, don't they?
Right, okay.
Blimey.
So, how many reindeers drive your sleigh? And can you name them all?
Well, it's 9. I'll be in trouble, won't I, if I don't get these right.
Right.
Starting, of course, have to start with Rudolph. Otherwise, you'd be very upset if I didn't put him head of the list.
Absolutely.
Then, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Well done. Oh, I'm making these so easy for you. I think that's 3 out of 3. I think I should make them a bit harder now. What about when making mince pies? Which way should you stir your mincemeat for good luck?
That's easy.
Oh, is it? Right.
Clockwise.
Okay. Do you make any mince pies?
Mrs. Claus makes the mince pies. However, she's been keeping them to herself a lot recently. And, of course, we've been having this damn carrot soup a lot.
Right.
Because she knows when I go out handing out all these presents. Of course, people leave mince pies, amongst other things. Cookies.
Yep.
Hot chocolate.
Yep.
And I'd like to say that I resist the temptation, but I don't. So I put on a huge amount of weight over those few days. Huge.
Right. So do you ever get to test Mrs. Claus's mince pies?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Okay, cool. Right. Now, earlier on, we heard the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Do you know when the first version of that song was released?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Mm.
I believe it was recorded by someone playing the banjo. Now, what was his name again? It was Harry somebody. I can't remember his... who was it? Harry...
Risa?
That's him.
Right.
No idea what year it was, though.
Really?
No.
It was 1934.
Oh, fairly recently. Okay.
Well, all right. I think we'll give you 0.5 point for that one, then. So you're 4.5 out of 5 so far. Okay, now, how are you known in Italy?
Ah, easy peasy.
Right.
Babbo Natale.
Okay, that's right.
Babbo Natale.
Yep.
Better than Santa Claus, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
You don't mind being called Babbo, then?
Nope.
No, okay. Very good, very good. You just mentioned about people leaving mince pies out for you. What about when you go to Sweden? What do the children leave out for you in Sweden?
Sweden have got it right. I always go to Sweden halfway through my special journey.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Well, I can...
Because,
go on.
You see, we have to do this. It's very clever how it all works. If you were watching, if you left a mince pie out for me...
Yeah.
And you were watching the mince pie, you would see it disappear.
Oh.
But you wouldn't see me because we're working in a different... time continuum.
Okay.
It's all very clever. How do you think I get to see all these people?
Absolutely.
I can't see them in real time. I'd never do more than half a dozen houses, would I?
So effectively, you're going so fast that nobody can see you.
Correct.
Right. That's amazing. That's amazing. So what do you get in Sweden from the children then?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Because I'm getting knackered by this time. Halfway through the night, I'm getting knackered.
Okay.
So the coffee is what they leave out. It's all very cleverly arranged.
Right. Oh, that's really, really clever. All right, then, I think this one's going to get you. What colour are mistletoe berries?
I can see them hanging over your head,
Bob. Oh, no. Oh.
They're white.
Oh, well done, well done. Well, that's 7.5 out of 8 so far. So let's see if I can get you with the last two questions. What is the name of the ballet that takes place at Christmas?
Ah, it's the name that always makes my eyes water. I don't know why. The Nutcracker.
Yes. Yes, I know why. That makes your eyes water. Yes. Well done. Very good. All right. Finally, then, do you know in which year that the first ever Christmas card was sent?
I will be honest with you, Bob. I don't. I know it was back... in Victorian times,
yeah,
probably around the 1850s, around there somewhere.
You're very close. Would you like to just pick a year at random and see where you are?
1855.
Oh, you're 12 years out.
Ah.
It was 1843. But I'll give you another half a point for that, for knowing the era. So, you got 9 out of 10. That's very,
that's not bad.
Very, very good indeed. Congratulations. Well done. I think it's time for another song. But before we do that, once you've got round and delivered all the presents and got back to the North Pole, do you have any kind of party at all?
No, not normally. We do have a party a little bit later on. But to be honest, we're all so tired... I mean, the reindeer, I put on weight,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I put on a huge amount of weight.
Yeah.
The reindeer tend to lose, because they're eating carrots all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the ones who are bombing around the world, you know,
right?
Dragging the sleigh behind them. So the poor reindeer look awful when they get back.
Right.
I look twice the size as I did before I left, and the reindeer look about half the size.
Okay.
So we have to spend a lot of time... looking after the reindeer and getting their weight back up.
Yeah, you have to feed them up and let them
have
a good rest.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you then have a party, do you?
A little party, a little party.
Right. Okay, well, someone must have been to that party because I've got another song all about it. Let's hear it.
Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. A Christmas tree so high, it pokes right through the sky. And Santa will be there to call Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? There's a baseball bat for Johnny, a talking doll for Jill, and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats his fill. There'll be rides on Santa's reindeer with a Christmas time patrol. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's shop way up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody.
Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. Santa Claus's party, a cheery grin will get you in. At Santa's Merry Christmas Party!
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
Merry Christmas from us all here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Johnny!
Oh, the Crystals singing about the lead reindeer, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And my guest in the studio is Santa himself. He's been brilliant, Father Christmas. Now, that song was about Rudolph, and we've heard a few rumours that Rudolph is a bit of a prankster. Now, is there any truth to that?
He's not listening at the moment, I don't think, anyway. So I can say that he's become a bit of a pain in the butt, if I'm honest.
Oh, dear.
You know that the red nose is not a real red nose, do you? Did you realise that?
No, I didn't realise that. I thought it was like a magic part of his body.
Well, it's kind of magic, but we had to plug it in to recharge it before we went out.
Oh.
And what's happened, Bob, is that now he has this little mini wind turbine on the halter around his neck.
Okay.
So the faster we go, the redder the nose gets, because the turbine goes faster. So I have a hell of a job keeping the pace down, because I get a little bit nauseous if we go too fast.
Okay.
And also, he's supposed to eat just vegetables.
Right.
All the time, you know, like baked beans. And we don't give him any Brussels sprouts, of course, obvious reasons.
No, right.
I won't go into details.
It must be
there.
Difficult riding behind
Absolutely.
On the sleigh, yes.
But
yeah.
It's supposed to be carrots and that sort of thing. And he does love the odd chocolate or two.
Okay.
Which is very bad for the digestion.
Oh, wow.
So I do have to reprimand him occasionally, yes.
Yes, or carry an oxygen bottle.
Yes, possibly.
Now, you know, over the years, you have done a wonderful job, but I'm afraid I've got a little complaint for you from last year.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you recall, but there's a lady in Billericay called Daphne who you delivered a pair of pink frilly knickers to last year.
Did I?
You did. And I have heard that these haven't held up too well. The elastic has gone saggy in them, and there's even a hole in them now. Is there anything you can do about that?
Well, as it's a friend of yours, Bob, I'm sure we can replace those this year.
Okay, well,
ask her to leave a little note out for me, would you?
Okay, all right. Did you get that, Daphne? Yeah, leave a note out for Santa.
You realise, of course, that it's a little bike. You know, you watch Doctor Who, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
Well, you might think, this sleigh that we're on, how can he possibly have all these presents for so many people? Well,
I know.
If you think of the TARDIS and multiply it 100 times.
Okay.
Need I say more?
You've got lots and lots of room there, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
including room for several extra pairs of knickers.
Yeah, very good. Well, you've got a special order this year then, yes, very good. Now, you're a toy expert, aren't you? What's the most unusual toy request that you've ever received?
Ooh, well, one that sticks in the mind was someone wanted a pogo stick that doubled as a spaghetti twirler, which I thought was very strange. In fact, I don't think we could manage that one. That's probably one of the most unusual ones.
Right. I mean, you're pretty good. You normally
to rustle up most things. You know, as I say, you know, imagine the TARDIS 100 times bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's in the sleigh, would you believe? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is hard to believe.
And the time thing. Have you seen that really good films, one of my favourite films, one of the lady wife's favourite films as well, The Time Machine with Rod Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that? Have you noticed how much like a sleigh the machine looks?
Indeed, yes. I saw that when I was a child at the cinema, and it's been on television several times.
Well, they obviously pinched the idea from my sleigh, because my sleigh kind of works in a similar way, you see.
Right, so it is a bit like Doctor Who's TARDIS, then.
I describe it as a combination between Rod Taylor's Time Machine and Doctor Who's TARDIS. Put the two together. There we go.
Incredible.
You've got it.
And I like the way you're using green energy for Rudolph's
nose. Well, it was his idea, actually.
Amazing.
And now all the other reindeer, of course, are saying, can we have one of these little machines on our halter as well?
Right. Well, you'll have to get the technology.
Well, I'll have to get
department.
The elves to knock a few more up.
Yep. I know, yeah. Now, there are many curious minds out there. Could you share about your favourite Christmas tradition?
Oh, there are so many heartwarming traditions, aren't there? But if I had to pick one, It would be... I'm a bit of a softy, Bob. Okay. I don't sound like a softy. I sound as if I'm a gruff individual, you know.
You do.
Who's been around for too long.
We know you've got a good heart. Definitely.
Anyway, it's the tradition of families coming together. Whether it's decorating the Christmas tree or singing carols or leaving out the milk and the cookies. It's the love and togetherness that really warms my heart, you know.
Right. Okay, well, that's brilliant. Now, another Christmas tradition is a poem that was written some years ago called "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Are you aware of that one?
Yes, I think so, although I couldn't relay it to you, I'm afraid.
You couldn't recite it here and now?
No.
It's just as well. Are you a fan of Downton Abbey?
Don't watch it, Bob.
You don't watch it? Okay.
Nope.
Well, there's an actor that plays the butler in Downton Abbey, and his name is Jim Carter, who you may have heard
of. Jim Carter, the actor. I've heard of Jim Carter,
right.
Yep.
Well, he has sent us a recording of that very poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would, very much so.
Let's go for it.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. A mamma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves are before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Oh, lovely.
Well,
yes, that's Jim Carter.
That's brought a... I wish you hadn't done that, Bob. It's brought a bit of a tear.
Oh, you are...
A bit of a tear to my eye, I'm afraid.
You are just a big old softy,
aren't
you?
I've got this terribly gruff voice, as you can hear.
Yeah,
Jim Carter, what a wonderful voice. I wish I had a voice like that.
Oh, wow, your voice is very distinctive too. Yeah.
It sounds like I'm cross all the time. I'm not, you know, I'm not.
No, I can tell that, I can tell that. Well, that's wonderful. Do you know what? Thank you so much for coming in to see us today and taking time out of your really busy schedule. Have you got a message for everyone in this Christmas season?
Well, remember the true spirit of Christmas lies in kindness, love, and generosity. I don't really need to say that, do I, really? But I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Be good to one another. Cherish your loved ones and spread joy wherever you go. And, of course, don't forget to believe in the magic of Christmas.
Fantastic. What a lovely message. Well, you've certainly spread some joy today for us. And thank you for spreading the Christmas spirit with us all today.
It's been my pleasure, Bob. Merry Christmas to all. And I suppose I better give you a last ho, ho, ho. Oh,
lovely.
No, I must dash out to join my sleigh and the reindeer. They're getting a bit fidgety. I think the cloaking device, yes, do you see it's just beginning to wear off slightly?
Okay, yeah, well, I better get my camera quick and come and take a picture
to put on
the website.
Yes, now's the time.
Okay, well, we're going to start, as we finished, with the same song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but this is a completely different version of it. Have you heard of Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen, yes, I remember. Now, what was it I had to take to him when he was a little boy once? I can't remember, actually, but yes. I know of Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, well, here he is now. Thanks again, Santa.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
All been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? What? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here.
Come on. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Say, coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa.
And just like that, he was gone. It was unbelievable. Just popped out, just managed to get a quick photograph, and then the sleigh, the reindeer, and Father Christmas himself completely disappeared. What an honour it was to have him here in the studio and chat to him. If you missed any of that, you'll be able to listen again on the Phoenix FM website. Nearly time for me to get out of here. It's about time I told you what was coming up for the rest of the day here on Phoenix. After me at 3, it's Joe Bailey bringing you home with local events, interviews and Drive Live sessions on the Phoenix FM Drive Show. Right up until 6, when it's the George Handley Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by George. Then at 7, it's the Orient Hour, which is our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. At 8 o'clock, it's Curveballs with Nick Field, and tonight Nick will be chatting to local band Lady Grey and the Earls. Then at 10 o'clock, it's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu presenting 2 hours of old school reggae. Well, this is my last show before Christmas, so it just remains for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas indeed. If you want a little bit more of me, though, you can catch me on Christmas Day at 2 o'clock with Daphne with that interview, an hour-long special, bit of Christmas music in there as well. And I'll also be here on Boxing Day at 4 o'clock playing you those Christmas songs you probably haven't heard of before. So have a listen to that. There's some really nice songs and also some really awful songs in there as well. And there's 2 hours of them for you to put up with. So all that remains is for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And here's Frank Sinatra to do the same. Merry Christmas. Cheers.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough.